AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:22, up 9 3/4 on the open. March, 8:35, up 10 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.96, up 11 on the open. March, 8:17, up 8 1/2. May, 7.85, up 10 1/2. July, 6.79, up 8 1/2. September, 6.88, up 9 on the open. December corn opened at 380, up 4 3/4 on the open. March, 396 1/4, up 3 3/4. May, 408, up 5 1/4. July, 416, up 3 3/4. September, 423, up 5. December, 430, up 4 3/4. March of 2009, 435 1/2, up 3 on the open. November beans open at 1024, up 18 1/4 on the open. January, 1037, up 16. March, 1052, up 16. May, 1058, up 17 1/2. July, 1061, up 16 1/2. November of next year, 976 1/4, up 10 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 282, up 5.10 on the open. January, 284.50, up 5.90. December soybean oil opened at 43.15, up 59 on the open. January, 43.60, up 58. At the Merck, December live cattle opened at 95.65, down 20 on the open. February, 98.55, down 20. November feeders opened at 108.75, down 37 1/2 on the open. January, 108.40, down 67 1/2. December lean hogs opened at 52.25, up 27 1/2 on the open. February, 59.80, up 27 1/2. February bellies open at 84.65, up 40 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with those outside markets. December crude oil now trading 96.64, but has rocketed this morning to new contract highs, all-time contract highs. The tick there, as I see it, is at 96.73 with no upside end in sight.
Well, Dave, you've just about filled up the whole time we're going to talk with that. I think that's what's driving the market here this morning. There's no doubt about it. As we look at crude oil, we look at the dollar skidding, and we look at gold, 28 or 29-year highs along with the crude oil. The outside markets, the weakness in the dollar, just inflation is booming and running rampant. It's, and the along with this, the corn and bean and wheat market all rallying, and technically just gaining more strength because of their continued move upward along with the outside markets.
All right, let's play guesstimation then. And let's say that we see crude oil prices at over $100 this year. A lot of analysts are suggesting that's possible. If we get there, what does that do to commodity prices?
Someday, somewhere, somehow, we would like to think that they might break back a little bit on their own, that you know, we're going to have priced in, you know, all the usage of ethanol that we can use, all the biodiesel and things like that. But I would imagine that that does create somewhere in the $11 beans. It probably creates back in, you know, the above $4 corn for the nearby. And the wheat, I don't know. It probably takes us back to 840.
With what's going on with the outside markets, does Friday's report from USDA becoming practically invisible?
No. I can't say that it becomes invisible at all, Dave, because there's two or three things that are going to happen. We're going to end up relooking at what our carryouts are going to be, and we still need to look at what our planting intentions and the battle for the acreage that we talked about so much, the Farm Progress Show in years on. You know, we feel that right now we're probably at a 5-million-acre shift from corn back to beans. I think to put things in the correct shape, as a lot of analysts are saying, we need to be closer to 7 to 8 million more acres of beans somehow, whether that comes out of corn, whether that comes out of cotton, whether that comes out of CRP acres, whether it comes out of hay. But we do need to add about 8 million acres to the beans to get a comfortable level for carryout there. So a lot of things, you know, is how our carryouts stack up and whether they do or don't lower production, you know, will be very important for down the road.
What's going on with crude oil aside, many analysts are suggesting a carryout number in the beans below 200 give us another leg up. Do we see that number on this report?
I don't think so, Dave. The government sometimes doesn't think the way I do, but I don't think that we saw the bean yields fall off that much. So I think we're going to stay above the 200 level.
Turn your attention to the corn regards the report. Over the last decade, when we've had a decrease from the September to the October report in USDA, it has always been, in 5 or 10 years, all of them, followed by another reduction in the October to November report. Any reason not to think that won't carry through this time?
Well, you know, I guess that I didn't think that it would, but it seems like some of the later yields out of Nebraska, northwest Iowa, southern Minnesota, where they had the extensive rain during the harvest time period and had some delays and like that, there were some harvest losses and some cutbacks that way. So as we looked at all the pre-estimate guesses, you know, that we did see some backing up by some of the large firms like FC Stone and Informa from their previous numbers. So, you know, with their research division looking at that and seeing some cutbacks, well, we probably feel there will be a slight reduction in the corn. You know, that wasn't our earlier thought, but as more and more numbers come in, why, I guess we have to appreciate that fact. Now, will that deficit in production be made up by decreased ethanol usage? With these crude prices, we would think that we'd be using every bushel we could to make ethanol. But, you know, we did see some setbacks as far as ethanol being produced as compared to what the projections were.
All right, then. So what are we left as producers who are looking at hedging the 2008 crop to do?
Well, you know, as we look at it, you know that I said last week that I sold corn around 425 and it's 6 cents higher. I think that's a wonderful thing because we didn't only, you know, nobody sold over 20% and most people are in the 10% bracket. So we're looking up here. With the idea of $100 crude probably in the picture sometime in the next few months, we're holding back on any further sales at this point in time.
Both on the corn and the beans, I would imagine.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and look at the wheat, and let me ask you whether or not what we're seeing in the outside markets is supportive of the wheat that much, or are we seeing maybe a technical reprieve in this wheat market based on other factors?
Well, I think, you know, we're probably looking at a little bit of both there, Dave. We'd surge down so hard with all the other positive outside influences. You know, we're climbing up with the corn, we're climbing up with the beans, and we're climbing up with the dollar decrease. And that, you know, we have a very, very tight wheat carry up. We have a very, very good wheat crop coming on. And I think, you know, the crop ratings continue to look good. We continue to see Argentina talked about raising their production a million metric tons down there. We're talking about the decent possibilities of upcoming rains in Australia. And the time period, every time we talk about anybody with their export business, this will get them through to the time when some new wheat comes online, or this will get them within a month of that time period. So I think that we're getting a lot closer to covering some of our till next time periods in a lot of cases with a lot of the countries that do buy wheat. So the wheat market has already been very high. It's backed off, and technically, you know, the top is in wheat, but it's going to move up a little bit here along with the outside markets, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City in fast trade at 8.26, up 13.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat, 7.99, up 14. July, 6.79, up 8.5. December corn, 3.83¾, up 8.5. March, $4.75, up 8.25. December of next year, 4.31¼, up 6. November beans, 10.28, up 22¼. January, 10.43½, up 22¼. November of next year, 9.82, up 15¾. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a wind advisory is in effect for most of our northern Indiana until 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, and a freeze warning in effect for far southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana from 11 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Today, windy and cold in all sections in northern and eastern Indiana, cloudy with snow and rain showers in far northern Illinois, mostly cloudy. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs 38 to 50 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.